Little Red Riding Hood. Long ago in the time of your ancestors, living next to the Forest of Wonder, there was a mother and her child called Little Red Riding Hood. She was called that because she loved to dress all in red. One day, when she heard about her grandma was sick, she was so scared she might get really, really sick. And her mum asked her to deliver some special strawberry cake to her. She said yes, but she was terrified of going into the Forest of Wonder. So she got prepared and she went off. As she was going, her mum warned her, "Don't talk to strangers and keep on the left path." Every step she took, she was terrified. So she decided she would pick a flower to calm her down. When she picked her flowers and she got up again, she saw the wolf and she said, "Ah!" The wolf said, "Hello, where are you heading to?" Not wanting to be rude, Little Red Riding Hood said, "Well, my grandma's sick and my mum asked me to give her some special strawberry cake." "Okay, so where does this your grandma live?" "Well, my mum said, keep to the left path, don't go to the right." "Thank you." And the wolf rushed ahead. Finally, Little Red Riding Hood reached her grandma's house. And she knocked on the door, but the door was open. Her grandma didn't usually keep the door open, but maybe it might be just because of her. So she went inside. She saw her grandma in bed. Grandma looked a bit strange, but she wondered it might just be because she's sick. She went close up to her and said hello. But then she asked, "Grandma, what big ears you have?" And grandma said, "All the better to hear you, darling." Then she said, "Grandma, what big eyes you have?"
"All the better to see you with, darling."
And then she said, "Grandma, what big nose you have?"
"All the better to smell you with, darling."
And then finally, Little Red Riding Hood said, "Grandma, what big teeth you have?" "Why," to answer. And Little Red Riding Hood screamed. Far in the forest, a woodcutter was cutting wood. He heard the scream and he followed the scream. When he got there, he wondered where the scream was gone. He went inside the cottage and he saw the wolf fast asleep. He heard little murmurs from the tummy and he thought that someone was in there. So he took his axe and slashed open the wolf's belly, and out jumped Little Red Riding Hood and her grandma. But the woodcutter wasn't finished yet. The woodcutter said, "Let's teach this wolf a lesson." "Little Red Riding Hood, where does your grandma keep her sewing sticks?" And Little Red Riding Hood said, "Well, she keeps them on top of the wardrobe over there." "Thank you." "And Little Red Riding Hood, can you go find the biggest rocks you can find?" "Okay." And off she went. And when she came back with the most enormous rocks. And one by one, the woodcutter put the rocks inside the wolf's belly. Enough just took grandma's sewing sticks and needled his belly back together. And they went behind the bush next to the well. And when the wolf woke up, "Ooh, these people are very heavy." So he went outside and he saw a well. "Ooh, let me just take a drink," he said. So he went to take a drink, and when he bent down to take the drink, Little Red Riding Hood, the woodcutter, and her grandma pushed him inside the well. And because he was very heavy, he couldn't get out.